AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Emergency crews have been shoveling 5 feet of mud off Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles after a fierce rainstorm. The flooding stranded hundreds of vehicles. Our Raquel Dillon reports from Castaic, California, which is on the highway.
The folks in their cars got surrounded by mud, couldn't get out. They climbed on their roofs and waded out the rushing water. And then later, LA County Fire was able to get them off their roofs and help people who were stuck in between mud flows and get everyone to safety.
No reports of injuries or deaths. They've been battling a wildfire near Austin, Texas, since Tuesday. It's blackened more than 6 square miles of land, destroyed homes, and sent residents to shelters. This fire is only 25% contained this morning, so they're bringing in a DC-10 jet tanker. It can drop 12,000 gallons of flame retardant at a time. The Justice Department will prosecute a hacker accused of giving Islamic State group militants personal information on U.S. military service members. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The U.S. says Ardit Farizi stole information on government personnel from a U.S.-based company's servers and gave it to the militants, who then posted the personal details on the web to encourage supporters in America and elsewhere to attack. Malaysia arrested Farizi last month and says he will be extradited to the U.S., which calls the case against him the first of its kind.
Farizi is a citizen of Kosovo. He's killed at least 5 people, maybe more, say authorities in Cleveland. 45-year-old truck driver Robert Remper Jr. due in court today to hear the charges against him. The prosecutor says he raped and killed 2 women and shot 2 men in the head. He's already done time in prison for killing a man in 1997. The Dow is up 15. This is AP Radio News. The Mets beat the Dodgers to get into the National League Championship Series, where they'll play the Cubs. And the Blue Jays will play the Royals in the American League opener tonight. The Blue Jays outfielder Kevin Pillar says there's a lesson for all of us in how Kansas City plays.
They just never give up. I mean, we saw that, last year in the wild card game, you know, where they were at. It's something you can't teach. It's just the type of guys they got over there. They got guys that play hard and don't quit, and, they're extremely confident.
By the way, Major League Baseball is reviewing security to make sure there's no repeat of the recent Blue Jays game during which fans littered the field with debris. A Shenandoah, Pennsylvania woman has been jailed on charges she broke into a neighbor's home where she was caught doing her laundry in the bathtub. 44-year-old Kelly Bancroft has been charged with burglary and trespass. The homeowner found the tub full of laundry, clothes, and shampoo. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.